September is a time for a lot of fun in general in normal years in southern New Mexico. And this year, despite everything, is going to look a little more normal. The four-day Gila River Festival reconvenes, and it promises to be really on point.
People are definitely taking themselves outside for September. For the River Festival, this is its 17th event, and it's, as always, includes field trips, workshops, and presentations. Online registration is available, and events are offered for both virtual and in-person interests. One special treat will be watching the semi-professional Borderlands Ballet Company perform on the banks of the Gila.
Ballet on the banks. And that's how the festival will be on point, right?
Exactly.
All right, September also means NMSU Ag Day.
For a taste of what makes New Mexico great, Ag Day is a huge tailgate event held prior to a New Mexico State University Aggies football game in the fall. The 2021 Ag Day from 2 to 6 p.m. Saturday on September 25th. This outdoor event, held at the south end of the Pan Am Center lot in Las Cruces, features activities and vendors and involves everything New Mexico, from chili to pecans, pistachios, milk, and ice cream.
Yum. All right. Now, some of us stopped being able to keep up after the plus in LGBTQ+. And if you're curious, a Desert Exposure columnist is here to help.
Susan Golightly explores the acronym that keeps growing and growing, what it means, and why it gets longer every time we turn around. What is right, what is polite, and what is acceptable when addressing someone LGBTTQQIAAPNBGF?
Thank you very much for that, Susan. And despite ongoing concerns surrounding COVID, live music is back, and in many cases, outdoors, obviously safer. And you have an example?
Another outdoor option for those who love to pamper their acoustic sensibilities is an opportunity to listen to 3 days of live music on the stage at the Black Range Lodge in Kingston, New Mexico. They bring back Pickamania on September 10th to 12th. Bring a folding chair, a picnic basket, and hang out on the large lawn at the lodge as favorite area rock and acoustic blues floats over the mountains. The event wraps up on Sunday with the nationally known team of Will Maring and Robert Bolin with a mix of folk, country, and bluegrass tunes.
All right. And you start this weekend. You may have been to Silver City, so you might know what Silver City looks like, and you might know what it smells like. But this weekend, you can find out what it tastes like.
Exactly. One more delicious way to enjoy the outdoors happens this weekend on Saturday, September 4th, with a taste of downtown Silver City. Eateries create delicious tidbits for wandering participants who can see the city and visit the restaurant tours at their doors. Tickets are available online and on Saturday, but hurry, they tend to go fast.
Fall is not far off. In September, normally a great month to be outdoors. Find all of these stories and more in the September issue of Desert Exposure. Thanks for the preview.
Thanks, Casey. The Desert Exposure is online at desertexposure.com and can be found in local businesses in person and in hard copy.